This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Chapel Roan. Good luck, babe. I was just looking at the lyrics to that because it's hard to make out what she says and so it's fun. Look those up. It's cute. It's fine. It's cool. You can say we're nothing, but you know the truth. And I guess I'm the fool with her arms out like an angel through the car sunroof. I love cute lyrics. Mm. That is cute. I like it. Mm. Anyway, there's a song on Alice.
She's the new big thing.
She really is. Just great. I really love that. I was playing that song for John the other day. Like, oh, listen to this. It's like, oh, she's like up in the Kate Bush range.
That's the first thing I thought of. Yeah. I actually thought it was Kate Bush.
Oh,
but
funny.
Having not been a real big fan of Kate Bush, I didn't know that
it
she wasn't
been.
Still.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Absolutely.
That could have been a thing. Like that, it's just, she's really got that kind of up there in the ethers. Nobody can really sing along with her songs.
Mm.
Hey, money. Want some? We have it. Alice has your chance to win your share of $100,000. This is the final week of this. Download the free Odyssey app. And I'm not saying this is the final week of this $100,000 that we've been slicing off $1,000 at a time. We are doing a lot of contests this way where we're basically paying you, rewarding you for listening to us on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
We want that. Clearly, we're being told that we want listeners on the Odyssey app. So download the free Odyssey app and log in and listen to Alice at 97.3. For 60 minutes over the course of a day, a little bit here, a little bit there, adds up to 60 minutes. That's it. You got a daily entry. And then you could win $1,000 in this national contest. Five $1,000 winners every weekday. And this is the final week, so let's make that happen. Odyssey is spelled A-U-D-A-C-Y. If you're looking it up right now and you're like, well, I can't find it with an O-D.
It's its own word. Yeah. We made it up. Yeah. We didn't make it up, actually. They paid someone to make it up.
Right. And it's spelled the way that they have decided. Odyssey, like audio, audacious, a musical sonic journey.
I still remember the whole spiel.
Yeah.
The day that the announce came through and our bosses were just smiling from ear to ear, yeah, as happy as could be.
I was like, well,
and you've got the spiel down, actually.
Which,
audacious.
And yeah. Yes.
It's like a trip or I don't know the spiel, but it definitely, they had a whole marketing plan.
They did.
Presented to them and it's been in action ever since.
Well, when you own a big company and you want it to be on everybody's lips, say, I guess he didn't like Entercom anymore. I'm done with Entercom. I want to be Odyssey.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got the Odyssey app, which you get for free. Log in, listen, win cool prizes, like $1,000. Okay, Vinny, it is time for a mini game.
Okay.
Indiana Jones's Temple of Doom hat went up for auction.
Mm.
Now that is...
Now, you say Temple of Doom. It's Temple not the Doom. Same hat running through the whole movie?
Apparently.
Or through the whole series.
I believe that the answer is no. Harrison Ford, let's see, it's a simple brown felt fedora. He donned it in the Indiana Jones movie series and...
Oh, so in the series.
Hang on. This hat was specifically created for the second installment, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. So he must have had a new one each time.
Okay.
Which means someone, if they own all of them, can sell each one for more and more and more money. What does Indiana Jones, this is the one that you see on screen if you watch Temple of Doom. What did that sell for at auction?
Well, I can't imagine it going for more than $10,000, but I do know how these things go. I actually love Indiana Jones. I'm going to say $100,000.
It's more. Let's see. The jacket worn by Michael Jackson for the Pepsi ad went for $300,000 at auction. Is this worth more or less than that?
Less. Didn't he catch on fire during that ad?
This sold for more than twice that.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he is a tainted celebrity.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson is,
yes,
I mean.
Yes, right.
Okay.
Not Harrison Ford. Indiana Jones Temple of Doom hat sells for $630,000 at auction.
Who owned it?
Doesn't say. Let's see.
Like, does costume designer it own was... that or the studio or?
Other items sold at the same time included props from the Star Wars franchise alongside Harry Potter and James Bond productions. This sounds like some collector's thing.
Okay.
The auction house said the hat was also used during additional photography at George Lucas's visual effects facilities. This hat's been around. Yeah, they don't say who owned it. And they don't say who bought it either, but $630,000 is the amount of money that somebody was like, yeah, I'll buy that. I think the whole outfit, you'd need the whole thing. You'd want everything. You'd want to put it on some dummy in your house. Like, there he is.
I don't know what people collect.
I know. It does feel like a... I just don't know who you... Maybe it's a museum. Maybe like a museum of film artifacts. Well, I don't know.
Pardon me. I do think it's possible someone buys that to put it on display in a museum.
Right.
And then they're the owner the whole time. But I do know also that, you know, if you're someone who owns, I read an article about someone who owner of a very famous guitar was like, every time that thing goes on display, I have sleepless nights because that is.
Oh, as in someone might steal it or it might get damaged
or whatever. It's $1 million worth of music history or whatever. And now it's on going on the rounds.
Right.
Whether it be
they
hard rock or...
They do share that stuff out, right?
Yeah.
I guess if you had a precious collection like that, it would take... I don't know. It's good that people share that stuff. I mean, you do want to share. I would want to. I mean, if you had something that was, you know, just everybody would come and see it, it's worth $1 million, some, you know, a Kurt Cobain guitar or something, like, you would kind of want to share that.
Well,
maybe.
I think you should. But then again, you know, what you have the money for, it does not mean that you are, I don't know, you don't have to show it.
No, you don't have
to. You should. Music history, but you don't have to.
Right.
What's that guy's name? Well, he does show it too, but he shows it in his own shows.
Oh, yes.
Ursay from the Indianapolis Colts owns a bunch.
Yeah. He tours his collection around.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a warehouse collection. I suppose if you had that and you could charge for people to come and see it and it covered the cost of moving it and setting it up in a new warehouse every so often.
He also fancies himself a player and likes to do shows. If you remember, he'd hired a bunch of musicians, real musicians,
right.
Big stars, to be part of his show. And I don't know if he sings or plays guitar or what
that's
his thing
right.
is.
What was he in the new? Is it just he was touring his stuff around and he's just like, here's what this billionaire's doing with his money?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was doing a tour.
Funny. Anyway, maybe he bought the Temple of Doom hat and you'll see it at the next James Ursay's touring around and want you to come see him perform with people or something. Anyway, $630,000 for the Temple of Doom hat. Which I'm with you. I would have thought that same costume made it through all the movies. But I suppose they do enough stunts. damage happens to stuff.
No, I could see that they have multiple hats. Certainly they do that with cars too. Yeah. There's multiple, name it. They had to have multiple because they got damaged all the time. But that said, I would think it's the same running through. But, you know, there were so many years between each of those movies, you'd have to be an eagle eye to go, that's not the hat.
Knight Rider is the one I'm thinking of. Knight Rider, that kit, that car.
Dukes of Hazzard,
that's a good
that
one.
Stuff. They, right. Whatever, wherever there was a, like sort of an iconic
long running
car.
TV show too. Like they must have just had shell cars that they could crash. I don't know. The kit got into a lot. I mean, it would do stunts. Like, oops, the frame's bent on that one. Pull out another one. This story started a while ago, like in 2022. And I do vaguely remember this being a thing. Doja Cat went into Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things DMs and said, hey, what's going on with that that guy who plays Eddie Munson on your show? The guy's name is Joseph
Quinn.
Remember
you this? Telling us that. Yeah.
So, and he took the DMs and put him up on social media like, oh, my God.
Put her on blast.
Right. Well, he's a 17-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And she was pissed.
Well, she was trying to be discreet and make time with this new hot actor.
So here's what went down. She, in the messages, she's seen asking, Noah, can you tell Joseph to HMU, hit me up? Wait, no. Does he have a GF? Girlfriend. And he playfully encourages her to slide into Quinn's DMs and sends the Instagram account. She was clearly bothered by the share. And she went live on TikTok like in July of 2022, this happened. And I think this is when we started getting the story. She wanted to vent about the whole effing Noah Schnapp thing. First, let's be chill about it. To be fair, this is like a kid. Noah's like, I don't know how old he is, but he's not even over. Like, there's no way he's like 21. I think, by the way, he was like maybe 17 at the time.
I'm glad she was able to recognize that because the mistake is hers, not his.
When you're that young, you make mistakes. You do dumb ass. I'm trying to be super fair. You say dumb ass. You F up relationships with people. You make mistakes. You're supposed to do stuff like that so you know not to do it in the future. I did my share of F up so I don't F up again. The fact that Noah did that, like went and posted a private conversation between me and him is so unbelievably socially unaware and whack. You don't hear whack every day anymore, you know?
No.
It's a good one. That's like borderline snake ass. That's weasel ass. And I'm not saying that encapsulates his entire personality. These are Doja Cat quotes I'm doing from her live stream back in July of 2022. Maybe he's like a whole snake, but I didn't see him that way. I made an assumption he was going to be chill about it and he went and shared information I didn't feel comfortable with him sharing.
You didn't see him that way because his character on the show seemed so mature.
I could just tell he was great.
Doja. So, she's a cuckoo bird. I've seen some things where she's really rude to her own fans.
And quits the music business back. And then it's just, right.
So,
like, why would you even like that? You're so stupid for liking my thing. Here's another album for you to like, even though you're stupid for liking it. Like, oh, wow, it's working.
It's very weird. Well,
she is huge.
Who knows? She might be bigger if she were a little bit more easy.
Maybe this is what she's doing
to be around
with Joseph Quinn, because it looks like they're dating.
Get the heck out. It actually happened.
2 years later, there is a video of her. There's a still, like, somebody saw them, like, in a little cafe in London, so they took a little shot. I'm pretty sure I posted this up.
It's got to be pretty heady, even if you're someone that is starting to make it in that business, to have some hot musician like be in the DMs and interested in you. That's got to be pretty heady stuff. Mm-hmm. You got to have those moments where you're like, yeah, I am starting to happen.
Yes. He's, you know, I thought he was super cute and I loved the long hair and all that, but it really isn't who he is in real life. He's a very short haired guy and just, you know, does his own thing.
I don't know how that movie did, I think, really well, but he starred in that recent movie, the updated new silent movie. What's that called?
Oh, A Quiet Place. A Quiet Place Day
Lupita
One.
Lupita Nyong'o. He's in it with her.
I think that did well. Let me Pull
and
that
that's
up.
A big, he's the star in that movie. Yes. Him and Lupita are the stars of that movie.
A Quiet Place Day One.
I think it's them and a cat.
Yes. It made it worldwide $261 million.
Boom. Huge hit.
Yeah. Domestically, $138 million.
That's it for, I bet it didn't cost that much.
No, I don't think it did. Let me look at what A Quiet Place, the original made. I want to say that was a, that one made $340 million. And then that, the second one, because this is the third one. So A Quiet Place Part Two, which I think was out during the, it came out during the
pandemic. And I saw it.
About $300 million.
And so this movie.
So it continues on. It's pretty
it's
good.
It's not even out for renting yet.
I don't think.
I didn't see it available to me.
Well, would you have watched that? It seems like you just wanted something.
I was looking.
Fun,
looking for that seems easy. And Twisters was exactly what I wanted.
So Doja Cat, it looks like she's finally getting busy with Joseph Quinn. Because there's some touchy-feely as they're walking away. There's a little video where they're walking away from whoever's taking the video of them. And there's some, they're walking arm in arm. And the clip cuts off just as he's about ready to cup some nice-looking buttock. But it does cut off. So I don't know. Maybe he stopped right there and just went back up.
And well, he's like, yeah, he wouldn't do that, Sarah. He's pervert. Okay. No, come on.
I believe you. Do you want to see it?
Boys aren't supposed to like that.
You come and see and you tell
he's
me. Did he reach around?
Superhero.
All right, here we go. There he goes and he's... And it drops down halfway down her back and the thing cuts off. They look happy. There's a cute picture of them where they're just sitting in a cafe together, each one of them, or a pub, I guess because it's in London. And they each have a little ale going.
I'm sure that he pulled away for obvious reasons, but there's nothing better than that, that the curves of a woman. Mm. That's what he's doing. He's feeling that. Hey, real quick, 510 says, I went to that Jim Irsay display and concert and it was awesome. It was a free event. The items were worth seeing, historical and pop items. And the concert was just as good. Ann Wilson was singing Fleetwood Mac.
I remember this happening. I just don't remember what the content, like, did they do it at like the Bill Graham or something like that?
But it's an event that I didn't realize
free.
It was free, but it
either.
Was, the guys, you know, got a really respectable collection of rock memorabilia, big time $1 million guitars. Like, so, you know.
Wonder if he's got like, I mean, I remember it being like a kind of a random collection. Like obviously he's got some sports stuff too. And you know, stuff like that. Like it was just, here's a bunch of my stuff that I like to show people.
But Ann Wilson. So you go, Ann, what is it going to cost for you to come do 7 shows with me? And he probably penciled out the check right there.
Did he have anything for sale? Was it really free or were there things there you could purchase?
I don't know, but you know, he is someone who was born into big money. His dad owned that NFL team, and he got it because...
So maybe he just goes, yeah, I just want to...
Yeah, he
I'm
likes
gonna
to...
I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Doesn't... Ain't no thing.
Joseph Quinn will be in the Fantastic Four reboot as the Human Torch.
Oh.
So he's happening.
Yeah. Well, it's not surprising. He was so good in that role. Mm-hmm. I don't know what he was up to before that. I'm sure he acted. I'm sure that wasn't his first role or anything. But he was so excellent in season 4 of Stranger Things that I'm actually, I know it's a lot to ask for, but I'm hopeful that he comes back in this. Isn't this season 5 is the final season?
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, when I was looking for something to watch Saturday night and I was alone just sitting there, you know, going, I'm just going to watch something.
Yeah.
I went, you know what I'll do? I'll restart Stranger Things. And I hit play and then I went, I don't want to do that.
Mm.
I stopped it and I watched Twister.
Oh.
But I just went, oh, this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know what?
If you're going to restart something, then go back and restart Only Murders. You still haven't finished that.
I haven't. You're right.
You got to get. Oh, I'm so excited for that. So good. Okay. Eugene and Dan Levy are the 2024 Emmy hosts. It's probably Levy. I always forget because there's like, there's Levi's, there's Levy, there's Levy, there's whatever.
Levis.
Yeah, sure. So Eugene and Dan Levy, they're set as the 2024 Emmy hosts. They are the father and son co-creators of Schmidt's Creek, and they'll be hosting the ABC telecast on September 15th. In 2020, they had a crazy Emmys when they won every major comedy category in an unprecedented sweep with Schmidt's Creek. And that was, I believe, when I first really took notice of that show. Winning the awards, there it is. You know, you go, oh my God, everybody loved that show. Maybe I'll press play on that. And the next thing you know, I'm binge watching that during the pandemic. And it was so good. So Schmidt's Creek.
Someone wrote in and said, a stuntman had that Indiana Jones hat.
Oh.
I don't know if it's true, but 510 says stuntman had the hat.
I wonder if it was just they reached out to everybody who had a collection of stuff, or maybe they wait until they've got enough stuff and then they do like a big push out. You know, here's a bunch of Harrison Ford stuff.
I can see if you're on a movie set and this is a way to supplement your income, you might bring some things home with you.
You might.
As long as they're not mad about it.
Right. Oh, and probably, I wonder if there's like something of a dispersal. Like, I'm sure the studio keeps some key things and other people are like, I feel strongly about this item. And they get some kind of like a documented certification of authenticity or something. Anyway, to have $630,000 to drop on a hat.
Well, that stuntman
must be good.
Retirement just got great for a stuntman out there.
He's like, oh, that's going to pay for my PT. I just want to say quickly here, a couple of months back. Oh,
nothing.
Go ahead.
I can't say it. I can't. Someone is saying that guy will be back, though. I'll tell you off air why. I shouldn't even tell you.
Which guy? What are you talking about?
Never mind. Move on.
A couple months ago, I told you a story about a woman who tried to steal Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
There were a bunch of forged documents. This was, I believe, right after Lisa Marie. They were settling up her estate. And people were coming forward with like promissory notes and, you know, she owed me this amount of money. And there was a thing where this lady had all kinds of forged documents saying that Lisa Marie had put Graceland up as collateral for some $3.8 million loan and that she was going to auction the place off and get the money. She's been arrested.
Good.
I can't believe it took them this long to arrest her.
Well, they must have had an eye on her. Knowing that she wasn't going to get away, so to speak.
53-year-old Lisa Janine Findlay falsified loan docs, posed as three different people, and forged the signatures of a notary public and Lisa Marie Presley in an effort to claim that Elvis's late daughter had used Graceland as collateral and defaulted all kinds. This is a lady who knew what she was doing.
And I hate it.
It's awful.
I realize that there's always been theft and the. I get it. But at this point, we're in a world where you can't trust anything and someone's always on the make. And this is like, really? You made all that. You did all that work.
Right.
And you thought you were just going to take this home that's famous and then just be the owner of it.
Well, I guess we lost the house.
God, what? Well, I mean, I get that someone drove down my neighborhood and went, hey, there's a wetsuit hanging off a tree. I'll just steal it. But then when people called up and said, oh no, they thought that was
a free curb alert. Right. Free curb thing.
No, they didn't. That thing was soaking wet. I just used it. That just thieves.
Well, I guess he's done with it.
Yeah, right.
It's been used.
Just from your own front yard. Like, what?
Right.
Yeah, that's what's out there. Great.
And then off to lunch they went.
And you know what I also, what bums me out is you hear about people, we were just talking about some stuff here in the city and I was hearing people say, yeah, all of those stores that had been getting like gangster robbed.
Yeah.
They've had to close. Like right. There's so many stores closed now in Union Square or moved because they were getting run.
Well, and I tell you, the security guard placement outside stores has become profound.
You have to have it.
You
what? And even that is like, what can that guy do besides call the police real quick?
Right.
20 people jump out of a car and, you know, rush into a store. What's one guy going to do besides
shooting?
Just, yeah.
I was telling you, there was that store that was, they would lock the door. You walked up
and a guy looked you up and down,
unlocked the door and let you in. I was like, wow, the world has changed. That's somewhat unsettling. All right, Vincent, what do you got coming up?
Tons of stuff, including it's potato day.
Mm.
Of all the things we were just talking about. Lemonade stands aren't for kids anymore.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And more after these.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department. They're right there, just outside this door. Radio advertising works. We have seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Find great food and friendly atmosphere at Jack's Restaurant and Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Locations in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. Visit ilovejacks.com to order online or for pickup. Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
Sweet.
Thank you. Okay. Sunny and mid-80s today. We still have some gray skies overhead, but should be a really nice day. I don't know if all of you saw the moon this morning.
Oh, it was incredible. Is it full?
It's a full super moon. They're calling it a blue moon as well, a super blue moon. But it didn't, they say, this is stuff's completely made up stuff.
Yeah. What do they say?
Andrew Fracknoy, who has taught astronomy and physics at Bay Area colleges and universities for over 30 years. The thing about the moon this morning was it was very low and close.
Yeah.
So that's the moon that we used to, I didn't think of it as a super moon or whatever, but you wanted that moon that was right over the ocean so you could go surfing in the middle of the night.
Mm.
You had like almost.
It lights it up, yes.
Like, so I've done that and it's really cool. But other than that, it's just a full moon.
Yeah.
And
it was gorgeous coming over the Golden Gate, though. It's like the whole outside of the gate was just lit up. It was so beautiful. Oh, I feel like it's such a lucky morning when it's a big low hung moon and no fog at that level. Oh, it's just beautiful.
It's certainly something to see, but it didn't, you know, just another moon.
It's just a moon.
It's a moon.
Yeah. But nice if you had a moment with the moon this morning. Lucky you.
We have a sports station here in the building. And so the bathrooms here, this is our new building. We're all in the same building and the bathrooms are always filled.
Yeah.
There's always someone in there going, always.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
I'm not used to. Right. We used to have our bathrooms.
Basically, we had a private bathroom. Right. Yeah. It was really felt like nobody else was on that floor.
But I got to see Shasky this morning. He's one of the sports guys. And I said, did you see the Niner game that Hayner's kid was? And he goes, yeah, I saw it. That guy's terrible. And I went, what do you mean? He goes, did you watch him play? And I was like, well, no, not really. But I thought, I know Julie Hayner. She's great. Sure. She used to be the newscaster on Fox.
Give him a break.
He's like, guy's terrible. He's not going to make it. And I was like, oh, man.
That's rough.
Sheesh. So maybe I was a little overly excited because I know Julie and I brought him up. But
hey, I'm rooting for him because he's Hayner's kid.
Right. Sheesh. Rough crowd.
Yeah,
he's the
same guy who's like, the Olympics, no one cares about
that. Yeah, exactly. That was what?
Those all guys. Right. It's fun. It is actually fun being all crammed in on this floor together.
It's not fun going to having a bathroom full of people, though.
Everybody's in there.
I don't like it.
So fun. The greatest thing about the ladies' room, too, is like people don't really talk in the ladies' room a little bit, but mostly you just listen to everybody talking in the men's room. Like you can hear every word.
Well, there's nothing going on there, but we were talking, you know, apparently Hayner's kid's not going to make it. That was a conversation I had. I was like, dang, dude. He goes, well, did you watch him?
Well, no, but.
I mean, I was really mostly watching that Kristen Faulkner win the Olympic gold medal in cycling.
Right.
And all into her story. Anyway.
It's cool that all the stuff that happened in the Olympics is still available. Like, you're talking about this Kristen Faulkner. Like, you could pull that up on
That's exactly
Peacock
what
right
happened
now.
Is my friend Brian at my kid's birthday party was like, did you hear? Did you see? And I went, no, I didn't. I actually had trouble keeping up. And I went to Peacock, found it, and watched the whole cycling race yesterday afternoon.
Used to be, olden days, not really that long ago, once the Olympics were over, that was that.
Yep.
They might have put like a special together, maybe like kind of a roundup. But nowadays, it's all right there. And it always will be. I'm assuming you could just look on YouTube for this stuff.
I don't know if it made YouTube, but I definitely, the plan was I'm going to check Peacock.
Yeah.
And if it's not there, I'll go look at YouTube. But it was there. All of the sports that took place are still available through Peacock.
And probably, I mean, I guess Peacock wants to be a populated place. So 10 years from now, you could go, remember when that one thing happened with the guy with the boing-oing-oing and the pole vault? Let's see if we can find that. It's probably on Peacock.
Well,
it's
definitely.
No, that's actually still trending on Twitter. So just go ahead and type that in. Boing-oing-oing.
Readily available right there online. But
that's never going away. There's never going to be over.
That's the general public's forevermore. But anyway, it was nice to be able to go find the race and watch it.
That is fun.
How about a fastback?
Here it is. Oh. Damn it.
A recent study found engineers should make roads narrower to reduce car crashes. What? A 12-foot wide lane on a 30-mile-per-hour road, you are 50% more likely to get into an accident than in a tighter 9-foot lane. I wonder what the feet lane is on the Golden Gate Bridge. What are those lanes? They're so tight.
I feel so narrow.
You truly feel like you could reach the car next to you and high-five them. Like you're so close.
And some people in those, they're driving the big trucks and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my God, I'm going to get squashed.
9-foot lane. I wonder what the, can someone tell us what are the lanes in feet across on the Golden Gate Bridge? Now, I know there's some transition, like they can move the lanes, but in general, what's the feet wide on that?
It is, let's see. Oh, they're saying here 10 feet wide.
Okay. So nine
feet. The curb lane is 11 feet wide. Other lanes are 10 feet wide.
A foot smaller than that, they say, and you're less likely get into an accident. Okay. Jeez. You say so. Mm-hmm. Freddie Mercury.
Oh, I love Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury's religion was Zoroastrianism.
Zoroastrianism?
Zoroastrianism.
He likes swordplay? He loves Zorro?
I see where you went with that, and I think he did like swordplay, actually.
No. Well, what do you think?
But it's an ancient religion that currently has around 100,000 to 200,000 global followers.
Huh. Zoroastrianism.
Zoroastrianism.
Hmm. What are the tenets of Zoroastrianism?
I do not know.
It isn't like, you know, get out your sword.
Well,
here comes Catherine Zeta-Jones.
I like the swordplay angle you went with, it is Zorro, but I don't know what Zoroastrianism is.
Mm.
Scientific American is the oldest magazine in the United... Yes! Science! Scientific American is the oldest magazine in the United States. It's been published for the past 174 years without any break.
Wow.
That's a miracle. You know, I realize businesses experience all kinds of ups and downs. And certainly the print media has had a lot of problems.
Uh-huh.
But if you've been in business forever, it does feel like, didn't you build a bank account at all to get you through the hard times?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, 170. And they have. I mean, they're still in business. But there's businesses that just go, well, we ran out of dough. Like, you were in business for 75 years.
And as long as the money kept coming in every day, we were fine. All the bills were paid, but then we had 10 days with no money and now we're out of business.
Poof. All right.
Zoroastrianism, a never-ending battle between good and evil. Believers have the freedom to make good or bad choices. Think good thoughts, say good words, do good deeds, but you have the choice. You can make a good or a bad choice anytime you want. It sounds really just like life.
In general, that sounds like any person's regular day-to-day life.
Well, I know I should pick the salad, but I'm going for the cheeseburger.
Right.
Good choice, bad choice. No, I've had my share.
Fargo, North Dakota.
Yeah.
Was named after William Fargo. You know who that is?
He's got to have something to do with the Wells Fargo collaboration.
He founded Wells Fargo.
Hmm.
Which I thought was founded right here in San Francisco, but I guess from Fargo, North Dakota. I don't know. I don't have any more details for you.
Oh, it's fast fact, right?
That's all I got. Next, it's National Potato Day.
Yeah.
We talked about potatoes earlier. I like potatoes.
Yeah.
I'm a fan. I'll take them, you know, fries. I'll take them.
I like the home fries on the weekend.
Home fries, sure. I like a baked potato.
Oh, a baked potato. So easy. So easy. So delicious.
I'll take them. Sometimes I'm back to going to Whole Foods on the way home sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just get the little square box.
Yeah.
And I'll put in a couple of potatoes and a
Like couple, roasted potato yeah. kind of thing.
And then a couple pieces of chicken and a little bit of rice.
Mm.
And then, you know, I'll find some veggies like some cauliflower or broccoli. There's lunch.
Yeah.
I just eat that on the drive home.
Mm. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
It's making me hungry.
Mix and match and put a cup. Oh, here's a little carb. Here's a little veggie. Here's a little. All right. A
little bit of everything.
There's my lunch. 30% of us order fast food fries weekly.
Oh.
62% said once a month.
What would you say? How often do you?
No, not weekly at all. I definitely eat more fast food now than I did before kids, but that's just sometimes because I find myself off more often than I want to going, I just got to eat and my time is tight. Damn it.
I need something, something quick, something cheap.
Because I know better than to eat a lot of the stuff I put in my mouth. But
I'm trying to think when the last time I was even at a McDonald's was. I've definitely been to, I can't remember. But I am not, I would feel, if I did fries every month, I would feel guilty. Like I can't deal with my own guilt.
Well, I know a lot of guys, for example, that work construction or something. They go and get a big lunch and they're not worried about it sticking to them because they're going to work hard all afternoon after they're done.
I'm up on a roof, sweating all of this right down the side of the roof, right off the house.
And I'm not doing food prep. When I get home, I'm going to go do whatever I'm going to go do. And I'm going to get up in the morning and go to work. And I'm not doing food prep. Watch out, kids.
What's up, kids?
It looks like.
What?
20 to 30 somethings have decided to start hawking lemonade as another side gig.
Oh,
so
really
the child putting together a lemonade stand in the neighborhood to raise a couple bucks for that thing they want, whatever that might be.
Yeah.
A hula hoop or video game or
smell more aggressive lemonade stands coming up. You know, the kid is easy. Oh, sorry, kid. I don't have any money. Bye. Good job. Good luck. Hope you make a lot of money. Sometimes the parents are like chasing you down now. Because it's actually, they just had the kids there as props. We want your money. It's $1 a cup.
Washington Post. See, I'll give the kids some money. I don't want to drink it. I don't know what their cleanliness standards are. Kids?
Yeah.
Pick their butt and then pour that right over the thumb that was just, you know.
I'm with you, my where friend. It was. I don't want any of that. I don't want your cookie.
There's some stuff.
I don't need your watermelon slice with flies on it.
Right.
No thanks. You know what? Here's I don't have a dollar. Someday I'll drive by here and I'll drop a dollar in your mailbox just for the sweet memory of how wonderful all your stuff looked. I don't have any money. I'm walking. I'm out on a walk.
PayPal?
Oh, yeah. Do you take PayPal?
Anyway.
You know what? I bet you the parents would. They'd be like, yeah.
Well, if they're part of it. Adults are creating lemonade stands to run as side hustles to pay off their student loan debt. This is from the Washington Post. It's funny to imagine 20 to 30 somethings taking a break from gig work and hawking lemonade to compete with 8-year-olds down the street. And that's not quite what's happening. These lemonade stands are like food trucks.
Oh.
Where the business owners are investing in equipment and menus that involve multiple different flavors and syrups and styles of lemonade. And the drinks are expensive. They're charging like $8 a drink.
Wow.
But it's part of a way.
This is just a big trend. I'm going to sell you this. I make a pretty good lemonade.
You know, if you are someone who, like your kid used to dream of being a chef.
Yes.
And I don't know where that went, but I could see someone go.
I think he gets that, you know, there's no future in that for
him. I could see someone going, if I can do this every day and drive to a new crowd of people and always have a rush because I've got the best ribs in town or whatever it is you make or lemonade.
It's like that cousin's truck.
Yeah.
I mean, you took a picture of it. You couldn't even stop at it. You're like, oh my God, the cousin's truck.
I just drove by and thought of you and was like, click, send. And you were like, get the, I'm in Costco on a Saturday at 11:30 trying to pick up pizzas. You know how gnarly that place is?
Oh,
it is
on
intense.
The weekends,
and by the way, I did that story about how they are putting boopers in the doorway.
Yes.
And your picture comes up.
Yes.
They're there now.
Oh.
At my,
so you got booped.
In Santa Cruz at the Costco, my wife hands me her, she's got a Costco Visa. And it's also her membership to get in.
Yes.
So I boop it and she goes, I'm sorry, that's not you. And I went, yeah, I'm married to that lady and we're both on the card. And she said, I'm going to have you go to the membership and get a day pass. And I went,
oh my God.
That is what I needed to have added to my morning while I'm picking up pizzas for the kid birthday party I'm already late to. You know what I did is I was like, that was my job. Get the pizzas. Yeah. She's going to the park early. And I'm getting ready and I'm like, okay, I'm going to put on my sunscreen. And I put on this stuff. I thought, oh, well, this will work. And I put it on and I just, my face went that white zinc oxide.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'll keep rubbing. It wouldn't go in. I'm like, I have to get in the shower and get this off me. I cannot go to the park like this. Took a shit.
Oh my God.
I just laid off.
He said took a shower.
Then I, what did you think I said?
You shortened shower to shoe.
Oh, I did?
A little bit. Yeah. Oh. I just want to make sure everyone knows. No, I didn't because it wasn't that you were just a shortened version of shower.
I had to take a shower. Yeah, and I just was so bummed and I'm already running late. Now I got to go get the pizzas. And now I got to go from the pizzas to, I got to go get a day pass.
So these pizzas are hot? You leave with hot pizzas.
Yep.
I don't think we have that at my Costco.
I bet you do.
I can buy the frozen pizzas, the huge frozen pizzas.
No, these are cooked.
And ready to go.
$9.95 for full gigantic
right
large
at
pizzas.
The walkout, at the cafe thing.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I never even thought about
that. Well, Christine is a party person. She knows how to throw parties.
That is, I'll tell you something. That is such a deal. So the food over there, because these days a pizza. I used to get a full pizza for $3 when I was in college.
$9.95 for a giant large one. Yeah. And we got four of them.
Oh, that is incredible.
And there was leftover. So it fed everybody. Oh, God, look at the time. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I don't really have time to read any of your stuff, but I will next time. What's coming up in the trash?
The highest grossing rock tour of all time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.